It's time for a big celebration on Book Notes this month. I have in the studio the John Guggenheim Memorial Foundation Fellow, Deborah Rudisill. It's so wonderful to welcome you and congratulations. This is really great for you and for Maryland.
Oh, thanks, Judith.
So what is this going to mean for you in actual terms, being this fellow now?
Well, what it means primarily is that I am able to take a leave of absence from my teaching responsibilities for 1 year to concentrate on this project. I love teaching. I love UMBC. I've been there for the past 5 years. But when you're teaching, you're always multitasking. And though I've continued to publish articles, long-form feature articles, and to do that simultaneously while teaching, it'll be really great to just be able to focus on one thing for an entire year.
So this will be a book that you're working on?
Well, interestingly, the foundation doesn't require that any particular product come out of it. They give you the funds in order to carry out your research. So I most likely will pitch a book, but it could also be a series of articles. I'm not 100% sure yet what it's going to be in the end.
So looking at the books that you have published, The Scalpel and the Butterfly, The Riddle of Gender, Roots of Steel, very much scientifically oriented. How was it that you honed in on that particular area?
Well, from the time I've been very young, I've always been a writer. But it really wasn't until I was about 30 years of age that I became interested in science writing. And part of the reason for that was because I always felt very torn between my interest in science and medicine and my love of reading and writing. And there were a few times in my life that I had actually considered going to medical school. And then I discovered that there was a way to integrate my interest in science and medicine with my skills as a writer and editor. So I began to follow that path, and it's been just a really wonderful career, meeting lots of amazing people. And as a science writer, you're learning all the time.
So this project that you'll be working on for a year, whether it is a series of articles or a book, what is the area that you'll be focusing on?
So I am going to be looking into alcoholism and addiction, but rather than focusing on the person directly affected, I'm going to be...
A fabulous way to round out the current season.
Book is sort of inheritance and kind of families which have multi-generational history of alcoholism and addiction. And I've done a little research already. It appears that there may be genetic risk factors. Certainly there are environmental and social risk factors as well. So what I want to do in this project is talk to researchers and, of course, families and try to kind of tease out some of those factors, but also look at the ways in families that have multi-generational addiction, how that affects the culture of the family, the way that people relate to each other, not only within the family, but in outside world, and also how when various members of the family get into recovery, that kind of changes the culture of the family.
Wonderful project to look forward to. And this will be what American journalist and science writer Deborah Rudisill will be working on for the next year as a fellow of the John Guggenheim Memorial Foundation. Again, congratulations and thanks so much for coming to talk to us about this.
Thanks for having me.
If you want to know anything more about Deborah, her web address is deborahrudisill.com.